Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking once again with Samantha Moore, public health nurse with Algoma Public Health. First of all, thank you for speaking with me once again.
No problem. I'm happy to give an update.
Let's start by looking at how vaccinations have been going.
Yeah, sure. So they've been going really well. Lots of vaccines happening, especially over the last few weeks. At this point, we've given out over 3,700 doses of vaccine, and we do have many more clinics planned for June and onwards. So still lots to come. Over the last couple of weeks, in addition to the regular clinics that we've been doing in the communities of Wawa, White River, and Dubreuilville, we've also been going on site to the mines in the area to hold vaccine clinics specifically for the mine workers, just because we recognize it can be challenging for them to get to clinics with the shift work they do. So we've given out several hundred doses at the mine clinics alone. In addition to that, we recently received shipments of vaccine meant specifically for second doses for certain healthcare workers that were deemed high risk by the provincial government. So as a result, many of the healthcare workers in our region are now fully immunized, which is great.
That is certainly great to hear. Another thing we do definitely want to mention is that the eligibility for booking an appointment at this point has vastly opened up locally. Pretty much everybody can now call to book an appointment.
Yep, that's correct. So at this point, anyone over the age of 12 is eligible to book an appointment. So this week and next week, our priority has been to immunize the 12 to 17-year-olds and their household members. And after that, we'll continue to receive vaccines for people who are still waiting for their first dose. And we're also beginning to receive vaccine meant for second doses.
All right. So again, those youth from 12 to 17 are that priority for the moment. Their household, if those people haven't been getting vaccinated otherwise, also get to be a priority. But still, anybody else who's over the age of 12 can at least call to get on that list so they can get an appointment.
Yep, that's correct.
That is certainly great to hear. I know a number of people have been hoping to hear that. And you're holding these clinics regularly as supply allows.
Yeah, exactly. So typically in Wawa, we do our clinics every Wednesday at the community center.
So how is it that people can book an appointment?
So people in Wawa can phone the central line. The phone number is 705-914-0464, and that's how they would phone to book their appointment. In White River and Dubreuilville, they would just call the local medical clinics in those communities to book their appointment. And when it comes to second doses, we are reaching out to people who receive first doses at one of our clinics to book their second. So you shouldn't have to worry about phoning us to book your second dose appointment. However, if you did receive your first dose outside of North Algoma, then I would suggest calling either the central line in Wawa or the local clinics in White River or Dubreuilville to get an appointment for your second dose.
Nice and easy if you've already gotten that first dose. Basically, sit back and wait. And if you're still looking to get the first, definitely call and get that appointment as soon as you can.
Yes.
Now, I know these are organized by a number of different organizations. Can you remind us who all is involved in the vaccination clinics?
Yes, we certainly have lots of partners involved. So it's Algoma Public Health, Lady Den Health Center, Dubreuilville Medical Center, the Wawa Family Health Team, the Northern Neighbors Nurse Practitioner-led Clinic in White River, Paramedicine Services, Algoma District, Mamwasing North Shore Community Services Health, Mishibokotin First Nation, Missinabe Cree First Nation, Delico Health Services, along with the Municipality of Wawa and the Townships of Dubreuilville and White River.
I certainly want to commend everybody who runs these clinics. I was in the other day and simply well-run, fantastic people.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else that you wanted to make sure to mention at this time?
I did mention that we were reaching out to people for second doses, so we've started with Indigenous people and their household members, as they have been prioritized by the provincial government for second doses. And we're also working through the list of people who are 80 or older to book their second dose. And like I said, we'll continue reaching out to everyone else who received their first dose at one of our clinics to book their second dose.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
No problem. And I'll just add, if there's any hesitancy or concerns about the vaccine, people should feel free to speak with their healthcare provider or give us at Algoma Public Health a call, and we'd be happy to talk about the vaccine and how safe and effective it is.
Once again, that is Samantha Moore, public health nurse with Algoma Public Health, joining us for Town Talk for 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.